Sedona Rise. He's coming right up. We welcome back to the studio Jay Madewell and Louis Wood Jr. Gentlemen, thanks again for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So do you like just walk through your days and through your iPad storings and that and think about the next awesome thing that you're going to put together?
Most of the time they just come up when Jay and I are talking from
nice.
Ideas, like riding the car somewhere, putting up posters for one show, and then we go, let's try this. Like Jay came up with an idea to do a Prince tribute, and I think that's a really good idea.
That's serious musicianship, too, you
and
know?
He came up with an idea for the Rolling Stones versus the Beatles.
So, is it one and then the other? You guys will alternate?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. So one thing about these shows I think is really cool is that we mostly get original bands that want to work on these shows. We get some cover bands want to work on it, and I'm in a cover band. But I think it's unique that, you know, we've been doing these for over 3 years now, and we get more interest from original bands that want to learn the song specifically for these shows. And
it's
it's a good way for them to showcase their original music and then tip their hat to the bands they want to pay homage to.
It's a great chance to get together and maybe see some bands that you don't always have a chance to see, and see some bands who are meeting each other for the first time, as well as acquaint yourself with the delightful people, you know, behind keeping the music scene strong and going. Louis Wood, you know, there's a way down the road. You guys have another one coming up in April?
Yeah, we have our third annual 80s tribute, and a lot of cool bands are going to do that. Like, that's going to be the first Friday of May, I believe, isn't that May 4th? I'm not too sure. I don't have a calendar in front of me.
But it's coming up. Keep your eyes and ears peeled.
So, and then we have the Rolling Stones versus the Beatles. Then we're going to do a Prince tribute. Then we're going to do a second annual tribute to the 90s. We did a 90s tribute last year, and it worked out pretty well. So I think we're going to try doing it one more time to see if we can get a crowd out for it again.
Our Andreas from Sedona Rise is just about ready to go, but Louis Wood Jr., before you go, where's a good place that people can point their browsers regularly to sort of keep a finger on the pulse of what you guys have going on at Canal Street there?
You can go to their website. It's canalstreettavern.com, and they're pretty good at usually updating the website so you can see what bands are playing. You can also go onto Facebook and just type in Louis Wood Jr., or if most of the bands put information on the shows that they're working on with me, so you can go to their personal pages on Facebook and listen to their sounds. Like Sedona Rise, for example, you can listen to some of their music on their Facebook page. And it's pretty easy to keep in contact on Facebook. Eventually, I'm going to get a website up, but I haven't gotten around to that yet, so that's on my agenda.
Well, like much coming down the pike in the works, so we'll look for that. Louis, thanks for being here. Jay has moved over to the percussion seat, and it's a pleasure to welcome from the band from Columbus, Sedona Rise, Mr. Andreas. Andreas, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me. How's it going?
There you are. Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Thanks for being here. You drove all the way in for Columbus to share with us today. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how the band is a three-piece, right?
It is a three-piece. I'm from Los Angeles, and I moved to Columbus and met the other two gentlemen, Sean on the drums, Tony on the bass, and we started rocking together.
And they couldn't make it. They probably have actual day jobs today.
Yeah, you know.
They'll be rocking on stage this Friday night, 9:30 for the This Is Planet Earth live band tribute to Duran Duran in Dayton, Ohio. You got a mixture of originals and Duran songs here. What are you starting with today?
I'm going to play an acoustic version of a song called Paper Boats.
Nice.
That ends our first record called Interpretation of Ego, which is available on... at shows and on iTunes.
You'll have some at the show this Friday?
Yes, absolutely. We'll have a merch table, and it closes that record. A little different interpretation of it.
It's Andreas from Sedona Rise with Jay Madewell as well on 91.3 WYSO.
On the edge of my hands, wanna look out and see miles of the ocean wash over me slowly. I stare into distance on the edge of the shore. I make a paper bow and then let it go. I wrote all my dreams and what I want to see on that note. I wait and see if it'll please the sea, the washed up paper boats. I want the waves to come. As I can, I wanna look out and see miles of the ocean wash over me slowly. I stare into distance on the edge of the shore. I make a paper boat. I wait and see if it'll please the sea, the washed up paper boats. Sensations of salty breath illuminate every sense, as calm as we feel. I want to pull it close to where the sun will set tonight. I want it to hold me and then let me go. I stare into distance on the edge of the shore. I make a paper boat and then let.
Andreas and Jay, Andreas from Sedona Rise on 91.3 WYSO, original tune. And tell us about, now, Sedona, right? I've never seen C-Y-D-O-N-A. What is that?
It was, the genesis of the name is mixing Sedona, Arizona, and like kind of the earthy atmosphere of just being able to like hike the red rocks and enjoy nature. And then a region on Mars, which is actually spelled Sedonia as C-Y-D-O-N-I-A. So then we just kind of merged the two words together because we always wanted to be something that was influenced from like natural, earthy type of things, but also a little something out of the element of what you know.
Well, that's kind of cool. Red rocks, and Mars is the red planet.
Right, that's like, yeah.
Rusty dust going through there.
The region is named after... the region in Arizona is named after that region on Mars. So.
See what you learn?
Yeah.
Listening to excursions. Some great
and
local
Rise
music.
Is, yeah. Rise is just, you know, a testament to what we all have to go through as far as being artists and trying to get our music out there and get our music heard and stuff. You got to kind of rise from the ashes. Phoenix, hey.
We're back to Arizona. Right. It is Andreas from Sedona Rise. They're going to be on stage this Friday night, Canal Street Tavern. The latest, Jay Madewell and Louis Wood Jr. creation, bringing some sweet bands from the region, from Dayton and beyond, together this time, paying tribute to Duran Duran. Andreas, what Duran Duran tune did you pick this time?
I'm going to do an acoustic version of Come Undone.
Sweet. It's Andreas.
That's my excuse. It might come undone.
Good. Andreas from Sedona Rise with Jay Madewell today on 91.3 WYSO. You were just kind of jamming. Jay just chiming in there. That really worked out a nice accompaniment.
Got away from me there.
We're talking with Andreas from Sedona Rise. He and his band, three-piece out of Columbus, Ohio, among five other bands, will all be on stage this Friday night at Canal Street Tavern. Show gets underway promptly at 9:30. You can believe that there will be guitars strummed at 9:30 sharp this Friday night. That's in the heart of downtown Dayton. You can find out all kinds of more information about this event and others at canalstreettavern.com. And look up Louis Wood Jr. No punctuation in that, right? Just Louis Wood Jr. on Facebook, and you can find a lot of links as well. Andreas, thanks a lot for coming all the way from Columbus today.
No problem.
You got one more for us, an original tune. Can you tell us a little about it?
Yeah, it's called The Boss. Kind of about...
About me, then?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's basically... no, it's called The Boss. It's just kind of about being lost and meandering around the world and trying to find the right person and the right place to really, really plant you know, yourself and your roots and stuff. And just want to thank everybody for listening out there and stuff. Want to make sure everybody checks us out on Friday. Thank you so much to Louie for having us, the Out of Town Band. It's awesome. It's our first time at Sedona Rise playing Dayton. So we're really excited about that. And you guys got to check us out on Facebook.
And they've done CYDONA, Rise.
CYDONA, SedonaRise.com as well. And we got some shows coming up. And yeah.
That's great. Well, thanks for being here today, Andreas. Thank from you. Sedona Rise, live on 91.3 WYSO. Andreas, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Live in studio, live on stage this Friday night. It's called This Is Planet Earth, a live band tribute to Duran Duran, right here in Dayton, Ohio, at our beloved Canal Street Tavern. That's at 308 East 1st Street in Dayton. Andreas, thanks for being here today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
A great way to find out more, always, of course, to point your browser to canalstreettavern.com or to find one of these two fine gentlemen on the street and just ask them to give you more information. They are Louis Wood Jr. Louis, thanks again for being here today. Wait a minute. Let's try that again. I'll bet if you said it now.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And Jay Madewell, thanks for being here and for
thanks
playing.
So
Jay, tell me a little bit more, if you will, as a bit of a teaser. You've got a kind of an all-star band that'll be taking part in this tribute. Tell us about some of these amazing musicians you'll be playing with Friday night.
Well, me and my friend Josh Eglin, we have a new group called Dirty Clean, and for this show, we've enlisted the talents of Al Holbrook from the Al Holbrook Band. We've got Tim Flanagan, used to play with C. Wright's Parlor Tricks. We've got Alessandro Cortez, also known as Alex, from Dan Reardon and the Calientes.
I just want to say so many times that I just adore that fellow.
He's a great guy.
He is.
And then my new roommate, Jason Weber, will be on percussion. He writes the Dayton City paper.
Does he get a cut off of rent for playing with you?
No, it's anyone who lives with me. I must play music with me.
It's a part of the deal.
It's well, part of the process.
A lot of people are going to be playing music with Jay, and in fact, all together at Canal Street Tavern this Friday night. If people wanted to get tickets in advance, they can get them at Canal Street's site. Is that right, Louis?
It's at the door.
It's at the door now. He used to have it set up that way, but Mick Montgomery, the owner, yeah. It's just at the door now.
That's fine. Very good. So come early, come often, and I've got a little something queued up from the night mixes. Tell me just real quick here. You were telling me a little known Duran Duran fact, Jay. You were talking about these night mixes. Tell us a little bit about how that came about.
Yeah, this is off of a release that was the night mixes were nightclub versions extended, and these are where we learned our songs, my group, for this outing.
So but there was like the radio version, and then an actual and the videos that accompanied the night mixes were considerably racier.
Yeah, they were Duran Duran were told at the time to make a racy video that was to only be shown in nightclubs, and they did a lot with the remixes like that too.
Kind of fun. Definitely these guys were kings in the heyday, the prime time of music video. It'll be a lot to see and to hear this Friday night. I was thinking about playing this one, starting with the actual Planet Earth night mix. Do you know that to be FCC friendly there, Jay?
Yeah, it should be just fun.
Jay Madewell, Louis Wood Jr., the progenitors of some pretty cool gatherings of musicians in Dayton and of this Planet Earth this Friday night at Canal Street Tavern, paying tribute to Duran Duran. Gentlemen, let's hear a little bit of that song. And thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks so much for having us.
And thank you. One thing to note about these shows is we do start at 9:30 sharp, and we have the musicians sharing equipment on stage. So the transitions are a lot quicker than most normal shows. So I say get out there early, get out there at 9:30, and stick around, because the wait between bands is only 10 minutes.
The wait between bands is like less than it does change batters on a baseball game.
It's a lot of fun that way.
Gentlemen, thanks so much. Here's Duran Duran, and we'll see you at the show.